What Sir Simon is telling them is not necessarily simply when to play, but how to play. Through his eyes, through his face, through his whole body, if you want the music to be more percussive sounding, you would have a slightly more vertical gesture, a more hammer-like. If you want it to be floaty, the arms will be more horizontal. Sibelius, for example, is very linear music. One of the most thrilling things I've been privileged to witness is watching Sir Simon when he conducted the Sibelius Fifth Symphony, a piece I know well and have conducted many times. What an absolute lesson that was. The way he judged the pacing of that work was just thrilling.
Oh, God, it was amazing.
Hi, my name is Ray. I'm from New Zealand. I'm a first-year postgraduate conducting student.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Hayward. To be a student here at the Royal Academy of Music is incredibly inspiring, with Sir Simon Rattle being an alumni. To demonstrate the role of a conductor, I will conduct Beethoven's Fifth with two pianos, once not so well and once a little better.
Jonathan started off the whole thing with this really floppy, fish-like kind of upbeat. And basically, the piano just can't read him. It's an incredibly, incredibly difficult beginning. And he has to give a really strong upbeat to make everyone come in. But as I'm sure you can actually hear, it's not together. He speeds up. He doesn't really have a tempo that happens consistently throughout. So after that interesting episode, John's going to do the same proper tempo, proper everything. The orchestra world, the ensemble of the two pianos, is so much more tight. There's a clear sense of pulse, there's a clear sense of direction. And here, if you listen carefully, you can hear it grow. And that's all because Jonathan is utilizing his beats so much more focused. He's using his body to communicate the mood of the music. His facial expressions give the emotional capacity that the music needs to be at. That influences the orchestra immensely.
I'm Tom Service. I write about music for The Guardian and I broadcast for BBC Radio 3. The remarkable thing about Simon Rattle is I think people are at ease, have trust in his authority. Just to give you an example of how Simon Rattle can change the idea of what a piece of music can be, the end of Sibelius' Seventh Symphony is a C major chord. This is a C major chord that sounds like no other C major chord in symphonic history. The way Simon Rattle talked about it before I heard him perform it in Berlin was that it was the most desperate scream in C major. And you think, well, how can that be true? Well, when you hear it, he's drawing this crescendo that kind of comes from the bowels of the orchestra in the performance, the things that he gets out of the orchestra technically to do, expressively to imagine, and then finally to realise for us in the audience, you know, it doesn't get better than that.